The Youth's Instructor, May 25, 1893. Words to the Young. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. These words describe the condition of those who, through the reception and sanctification of the truth, experience a transformation of character. The reason why many professed Christians have not this experience is because they do not do the duties that lie directly in their pathway. They profess to believe in Jesus, but they fail to take him as their personal Savior. The Lord has made every provision so that we may have a rich, abundant, joyful experience. John writes concerning Christ, saying, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Life is associated with light, and if we have no light from the Son of Righteousness, we can have no life in him. But this light has been provided for every soul, and it is only as we withdraw from the light that darkness comes upon us. Jesus said, "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." In the world about us, there can be no life without light. Were the sun to withdraw his shining, all vegetation, all animal life, would have an end. This illustrates the fact that we cannot have spiritual life unless we place ourselves under the beams of the Sun of Righteousness. If we put a flowering plant in a dark room, it will soon wither and die, and so we may have some spiritual life and yet lose it by dwelling in an atmosphere of doubt and gloom. Jesus says, "Abide in me, and I in you." As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Instead of joyfully receiving Christ, the light of the world, men rejected him and would not become a witness to the light. But we are called, as was John, not to take the place of Christ, but to witness to the light, to direct the minds of others to him, saying, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Let no one who would witness for Christ make himself prominent and seek to attract the attention of the people to himself, but let him strive to lift up Jesus until the sympathies and affections are drawn out to the Savior of the world. We should have the love of Christ in the heart to such a degree that our interest in others will be impartial and sincere. Our affections should take a wide range and not center simply upon a few who flatter us by special confidences. The tendency of such friendships is to lead us to neglect those who are in greater need of love than those upon whom we bestow our attentions. We should not narrow our circle of friends to a few favorites because they pet and flatter us by their professed affection. The partial attention so often bestowed and received works not for the highest good of those who would serve God. One draws upon the other for strength, and the praise, flattery, and affection one receives of the other supplies the place that should be supplied by the grace of God, and thus human friends take the affections from Christ. In depending upon human friends in this intimate way, you learn to lean upon broken reeds, and Christ, the true friend, is forgotten. He who is our light, our righteousness, our wisdom, our sanctification, and our redemption, is no longer regarded as the necessity of our lives. Human confidants, human associates, absorb the love and trust that should be given to God alone. Moses endured as seeing him who is invisible, and it was this that gave him a strength which no human source could supply. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Let every one of our young disciples of Christ have an unselfish love for all other disciples of Christ, but let them beware, lest they be spoiled through philosophy and vain deceit. Let them discountenance praise and adulation rather than encourage it. Let them earnestly seek for the wisdom that cometh from above, for this wisdom is first pure, then peaceable, gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Instead of seeking to become a favorite yourself, or to flatter one who may be highly regarded, see if there is not a poor child who is not a favorite, to whom no special kindnesses are shown, and make this one the object of your unselfish attention. Those who are especially attractive will be at no loss for friends, while those who are less pleasing in appearance, who are timid and hard to become acquainted with, may have choice traits of character, and they are the purchase of the blood of Christ. Seek the light of life faithfully, study the Word of God, and have your treasure house full of knowledge that you may impart to others. The gracious words of God are rich in consolation and joy, and as children and youth, you need to study to show yourselves approved unto God. Both old and young are builders for time and eternity, and through faith in Christ, we may bring solid timbers into our character building. God would fit us by His Holy Spirit for the work of imparting to others the great truths with which He has enlightened us.